This podcast is a ministry of New Song Christian Fellowship in Louisville, Kentucky. We are led by our senior pastors, Jeff and Tracy Lamont. This week's message is The Impossible Dream and was offered by Pastor Doug Sloan. It was recorded on November 17, 2019. It's our prayer that God will use it to begin and reveal something new in you. God bless.
Did you guys notice in the word Tracy shared, how many times did she say steps? Did she say feet? Did she say walk? Now, something you guys don't know is I didn't even know what I was going to speak about until this morning, because I am so intense on hearing what, you know, God wants to say to us that I almost like wait. I'm like, no, Lord. I want to wait until I'm sure this is what you want to speak on, because Doug is an extreme extrovert and I can like get up and talk about anything. I can talk about the dirt on the floor for like 5 minutes and we'll all laugh and have fun and have a great time. But I didn't want to do that. I actually have to work hard to defeat my flesh, not to talk about stuff, just stuff. But that was amazing that God is already moving right now. And I just really sense that God, as I share my story, he's got something that is unfolding in your story that he wants to unfold deeper. He wants to take what I'm about to share and to prophetically speak into your life and to open up a door that maybe has never been opened. To take a step forward that maybe you've never taken forward. To maybe do something for the first time that you've never done. So as I share, be thinking about what does God have for me today? What does God have for me as we think about the impossible? I was back talking to James and he said, Doug, you know something funny about the impossible? It is impossible until it isn't. I said, you are so right. That is right on, because that's the God that we serve, is he makes the impossible possible. But it always takes that step of faith. So we had an impossible dream. One day, 5,761 feet down, 4,380 feet up, 23.5 miles across, and to finish. And to do all that in one day. Now, most people do this hike across the Grand Canyon in like 3 to 4 days. But Ben and I called Ben one day and I said, Ben, so glad Ben and his lovely wife Anna are here today. Because he can vouch that everything I'm about to tell you is 80% true and 20% fun. And Ben will be able to tell you how much of the 20% is fun. But the 80% is true. Yeah, so I called him. So one day, Beth and I were out hiking, and I love that song, set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. We were out hiking, and Beth said, Doug, I'm just sensing this is the year I'm talking. What you talking about, girl? And she said, I feel like you're supposed to do the rim to hem walk with Revelation Wellness. And it's this extreme adventure to hike the Grand Canyon in one day. And I just went, whoo, I think you're, come on. And then we applied the 5-second rule. How many of you guys have heard of the 5-second rule? It works, doesn't it? You basically got 5 seconds before your logic in your mind will talk you out of something. It's been scientifically proven. If you want to do something, you got 5 seconds. So all of a sudden, tick, 1,001. I said, give me my phone. Tick, 1,002. We actually signed up for Rim to Him out on a walk in the bush, in the woods. In about 10 minutes, we were signed up, deposit paid, ready to go. And all of a sudden, I looked down and said, Beth, what did we just do? Because then it becomes real. After the dopamine settles, you're like, what just happened? So then I said, I don't want to do this alone. And then God put on my heart Ben. I said, I wonder if my son Ben would do this with me. And then Ben said, talk to his lovely wife Anna and said, yes. And then God began to speak. What did I just do? What just happened? Well, the first thing that happened was God was putting in me a purpose that was bigger than myself. So whenever God brings something impossible into your life, think about right now, what are you thinking that's impossible? I want to start this new business. I want to do this new thing. I want my voice to be heard. For some reason today, as I was worshiping, I heard the word voice. I really believe there's somebody in here that's been waiting for your voice to be heard, and it's about to come forth. One day I'll have a chance to share my testimony, and you guys will understand what a miracle it is for me to be up here doing what I'm doing. You know, it looks easy, but you won't believe what I've been through to get to here. Yeah, all the fears, doubts. So that's what we're going to really press into. Somebody's voice is getting ready to come forth today as I share. Something happened May 6th of 1954 that medical science said could not happen. In the 40s, two big things hadn't happened. We were still trying to get to the top of Mount Everest, and we were still trying to break the four-minute mile. It was said it could not happen. So an Oxford medical student that started to compete in the 1952 Olympics, he wasn't that good of a runner. Even in the Olympics for Britain, he did the 1500 and set a British record, but still finished fourth. So out of his failure, though, he finished good enough. He failed good enough that he said, I just can't imagine that if I can run close to, if I can run 4 minutes and 2 seconds, why can't I beat this 4 minute mile? It hadn't been done to that date. It was only 4 minutes and 2 seconds, only 2 seconds off. Well, on May 6, 1954, he did something nobody else had done. Everybody trying to break the record to that point had the best coaches in the world, had the best everything in the world. Roger Bannister was going to medical school. He didn't even have a coach. He just had friends. He had three friends that said, Roger, I think we can do it, and we're going to run with you. One friend, Chris, said, Roger, I'm going to run the hardest 2 laps I can run. And you stay right behind me. You stay right behind me. After that 2 laps, your other friend, Chris, both, you know, Chris's, said, on the 3rd lap, I'm going to give it everything I've got. And I'm going to run the hardest 3rd lap I've ever known. Roger, you stay right with me. Until the final lap, you give it all you've got. So every runner up to that point had been trying to do it alone. The reason Roger was able to do it was because he had friends with him that pushed him, that paced him. And on the final lap, he said he was running so fast, he was literally running out of his body. And he even said it was a spiritual experience. But his friends paced him, and he ran with them. And because of that, he was able to do the impossible and speak up to that point. He says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If any of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of 3 strands is not quickly broken. So that's what we set out to do. Danny Brewer, Ben Sloan, and Doug Sloan. A cord of 3 strands, not quickly broken. And we trained for 4 months, y'all. We trained for 4 months. Every week, we went down to Red River Gorge. And we hiked steps and stairs, and we pushed each other. One time, Danny and I, Ben was just killing it. If you ever want to do something great, get a young man about 30 years younger than you. Dang! I'm like, this is awesome. I mean, Ben's up there, come on, man! I'm like, good God Almighty, here we go. I mean, one time, Danny and I almost passed out. We were like, dude, we got to get some salts in this, because we were like, the world is spinning around and around. Yeah, but Ben was like, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, yeah. Ben was like Chris, who was pacing Roger Bannister to beat that four-minute mile. We had doubts. We had doubts like crazy, but God was putting in our heart, doubt your doubts. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about doubting your doubts? Many times we let a doubt come in our mind and we just receive it. We just like receive it. Don't forget, we have a choice to fight the thoughts that come in our mind. Yeah, we have that choice. And some of you today need to start to literally learn to say, what am I going to receive? What am I going to receive? And when God puts doubts in your heart, a simple thought. Just doubt your doubt. Just doubt it. Just doubt it. So we began to doubt our doubts. God began to speak to us. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So as we were stepping, doubting those doubts, the thought that we knew people had hiked the Grand Canyon before, because there was a group that went before us, and as we were on these calls, they said, yet. Even that yet put a doubt in my mind. But I said, no, I'm going to doubt that doubt, because this isn't going to be my yet. Because when sometimes logic makes you go, this is impossible, there is no way that we're going to start up here on the north side, and that we're going to go switch back all the way 14 miles to the bottom. Now, this is where most people go, that's good for me. Good for me, I'm going to go right back up and have a wonderful day and say that was awesome. But no, we were going to challenge to cross over the Colorado River after about 14 miles now and then go up, all the way to the top. Now, logically, that's kind of crazy, isn't it? That's like, you know, that's kind of like, what in the wild world of sports are we thinking when we want to do this? So, we were like, we're going to do what? I love this picture. So, here's what we were faced with. We were faced with going all the way down here, 4,000 foot down, to the bottom, going all the way out here. And I was like, this would be good right here. We just stop there, kind of turn back. That would be nice. But no, then you go all the way down to the base to the Colorado River. And then you go all the way up this big crack right there. We'll just call it a big crack. And then we're going to go to a spot way over there. So we're like, what? The impossible is the impossible possible. So that began to show the fears that we had. Most of this we is me. Ben was so strong the whole time. He was what kept me really, you know, going strong. So God really began to give me a word to replace with truth. So doubt your doubts. Now when fears come on you, you have a choice to receive that one or replace that fear with a truth. Now, fears, I don't think till we get to heaven that a lot of things on this earth, it's a mystery why we can't beat it. Have you guys ever wondered this? I've been saved my whole life. You know, Jesus, why can't I beat this? Why can't I beat something? You know, I've been saved since I was 7 years old. But still, I have fears that come on me that I'm like, God, why am I still wrestling with this? And he says, because I want you close to me, Doug. I want you close to me. This is a, don't forget, y'all, this is a training ground for heaven. Don't forget, where is heaven again? I think we forget where heaven is. Where is heaven? It's right here. Yeah, we are coming back here. When there's a new heaven and a new earth, this is where we're coming back to live forever. Yeah, so these fears is something we fight and wrestle with. But God gives us a choice. We can replace that fear with the truth. So Rev Well does something so cool. They encourage you to take a Sharpie and to write a word that God gave you on yourself. And so, believe it or not, the biggest fear I had that Satan was speaking to me was a strange fear. It became not a fear of you can't do this, but it became to be a fear of I was too confident and too ready, and I was going to miss what God had for me. That's a strange fear, isn't it? I mean, Ben and Danny had pushed this old guy so hard. I mean, we were going up Red River Gorge 3 and 4 times. I was going like, I would come home more energized than when I left. And Beth was like, what the heck is happening to you, boy? I'm like, I don't know. These guys are just turning me into something I never thought I could be. And I was getting so confident that Satan was speaking to me, Doug, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. You're going to miss what God has for you. Because that's what I started this. So my biggest fear was, no. I'm not going to miss it. I'm going to proclaim on my arm that I'm not going to miss the wonder of what God has for me. So my word for this trip, the truth that I replaced with fear was wonder. Wonder. Don't you guys just miss sometimes? What hit me is, I miss the wonder of what God has done for us. Because I just wake up and just tend to exist. But God has done so many wonderful things for us. Don't forget, He is our wonderful counselor. Yes. So, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power. And by your outstretched arm, nothing is too difficult for you. So God really began to speak to me, you're not going to miss it. You're going to proclaim it on your arm, and it's going to be wonderful. So, we started. Here's our wonderful group that we started with. How wonderful it is, you guys, when we choose to step out on something that's impossible, but you choose to do it. You choose to risk doing it with others. You know, it's almost easy sometimes to say, no, I'll just stay home. I don't need to come to church. I'll just watch it on video. I'll just stay home. You know, that's how Satan is speaking to us today. I really believe he's trying to isolate us. He's really trying to say, no, you can do this on your own because it's such a hassle if you're with others. You know, do y'all ever hear of that too? No, you're going to go on a trip. Don't ride in the van. Just go yourself. No, these are things God really speaks, you know, to us. No, you're going to start a business. Don't do a partnership. Just do it yourself. No, you're going to do Rev Well and do something awesome, but others are messy. Just do it. No. I mean, have you ever heard these thoughts? You know, that's how God wants us to do it. Because doing things together takes risk. You have to become vulnerable. Somebody's going to get to know you. You have to take risks. Yeah, so this trip was all about togetherness. So we started, y'all, at 3:45 in the morning. And y'all think we slept the night before? No. I wish, Craig, so much. I actually prayed, God, please let me sleep, please. But I was so excited. Ben, did you sleep the night before? I think Ben slept. He was so peaceful and confident. I'm like, wow, incredible. Yeah, so it was amazing. So this is us starting out. We walked the first 3 hours in the dark. Now you talk about a surreal experience walking in the Grand Canyon, 4,000 feet down in the dark, and we all took off as separate groups. So Ben, of course, was like, let's go, and he and about 10 other people marched out first. I mean, they were like gone. Whew. And Doug was like, okay, I want to don't miss the wonder. So I actually started out last, kind of on purpose. I just waited because God, I was tempted to go with these guys. But I said, no. Let me just do what God's putting on my heart. Don't miss the wonder. So I cheered for them, and I started out like last. I said, that's all right, because God spoke to me. Don't miss the wonder. So we started stepping. We started stepping out, and God began to amazingly just unfold the beauty to me of what it was like to spend a day with God in like one of the biggest holes on earth. It was like, wow, God, this was crazy to be with you down in such a surreal experience and to just start seeing God's wonder unfold as we kept stepping step by step. Now, one of the ways you do something that's impossible is you have to start. You have to take that risk and just start. You know, everything up to the day that we started was just, you know, training. But once we got down in here, it became really real. It became absolutely real that the only way out of this was either by a $15,000 medevac flight out of the Grand Canyon, or walking out. There's like no rescue efforts. Once you're down in here, like we had to sign all of this stuff that if you die in the canyon, you know, it's going to be nice, we're going to have to leave you, and it's going to take a while. We even had to put our name and our age on the back of our calf. That was kind of freaky. Do y'all know what that was for? I mean, really, your name and your age on the back of your calf. It's kind of like, don't tell me. That's when we were walking, there were like 1,000-foot cliffs, and you had about this much space, and it's not unrealistic to think you could go, whoosh, and if you fell, you'd be down there for a while, and so it was to identify you. Yeah, so this was like an extreme adventure. It was kind of on the crazy side. Yeah, as Pastor Jeff said, I don't know what it is in us middle-aged men that as we get middle-aged, we want to do death-defying stuff. Smitty, what is it? Is it a... Oh! Smitty said it's not hit him yet. But did you notice he used the word yet? Yeah, Jeff and I, it's like, Rick, yeah, Rick, it's hit Rick. He's done some wild. Yeah, see, Rick's like, bring it on. Rex is right there, too. He's doing, oh, Rex said no. But he's doing some awesome stuff. I mean, a new season, it's a new day. Yeah, so the only way out of this was to keep stepping. Craig says. Oh, Craig, yeah, see, it hit Craig. He just went with his son, Timothy, last week to Red River Gorge in the freezing cold. He asked me to go, but I'm like, dude, I don't think I can freeze with you, brother. I love you, man, but I can't freeze with you. Yeah, it's just something about when we take a big risk like that, it really brings us closer to our Creator. It's just amazing how God designed us for these things to happen to pull us to Him. So yeah, the only way out of this thing was to keep stepping and to keep walking. So we get to the river. We get to the mighty Colorado River, and this is where you've got your choice, crossover or turn back. This is where most people get to and go, it's beautiful. I better get back up there because I want to get back up to the top before the sun sets. So this is where most turn and say, let's go back. Another big spiritual point. You get to a bridge in your life. God brings you to the river. He even lays before you a bridge. And He asks, do you want to cross over? As we started, think about that thing God's putting in your mind. Do I want to start a new business? My voice, I feel like I even want to be a speaker. I think some of you in here really have had the desire to be a speaker who said, I want to do what Doug does. I want to do what, you know, Tracy does. Uh-oh, come on, I want to do what Glenn does. I want to do what Landon. Has that just made y'all's heart go crazy? Have y'all been seeing that man? Stepping out in faith and saying, I can do that. And I bet you if we talked to him, it was because God put in his heart, you know, I want to do something I never thought I could do. And my fingers, I'm going to put them on them keys. And now he's playing before people. Do y'all know how huge that is? I mean, I work with people every day who are dying to just step out in faith and to take that risk. But because he's up here with his father, he's up here with somebody to give him a boost. He's like, come on, man, I can do it. So, Landon, that's awesome. You keep running hard, man. God's going to do great things in your life, buddy. I see it coming. So That bridge, God's laying before many of you in here a bridge. He's given you maybe even the resources. He's laid it before you, and all he's asking you to do is just step out. Like Tracy said, just take that step. It's scary. It's fearful. Doubt your doubts. Just doubt your doubts. Just bet. Have you ever thought about this? Bet on yourself. When's the last time you bet on yourself? Bet on yourself that God is able to do. Woo! It's about to get good, y'all. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. Now, remember that word he used, think, because it's the thinker that's going to talk you out of it. You got 5 seconds before your thinker goes, that's crazy, your logic's going to kick in, but you are able to do more than that with the power of the Holy Spirit that's in your life. So Doug said, boom, I'm going over, I'm not staying still, because on the other end, guess who was there? My Chris, that was Roger Bannister's boost, one of those Chris's, Ben Sloan was on the other side. Now, I hadn't seen Ben up to this point at all. It was just me in the dark and me in the wonder. And I was going like, I wonder how far up there Ben is. You know, Ben and his group, they were like gone. They were like just killing it. But all of a sudden, I got over to the other side and we got to this wonderful point. And I said, what's up, bro? There was Ben, just like my boost. And that was such a huge lift. That was like, I got this. And also, I didn't know on the other side, at this rest stop that we caught up with them was this. Streams of living water. There was this amazing stream that I got to just take my lunch to and put my feet. This was 14 miles in, and put my feet in. God just kept saying, times of refreshing. Now, this water was like 50 degrees. So I can only put it in for a second. But what I didn't know was happening as I dipped in, whoo, and out, inflammation, whoo, and out. Inflammation was just going away. My feet came out of there like, just shrunk. Because it was an ice bath going in the ice water, coming out. Going in the ice water, coming out. Yeah, so when I came out, I was like, whoa, so refreshed, just incredible. But that was, where was all of this at? On the other side, yeah. Oh, come on, y'all, that's a word for somebody here today. Your breakthrough is where? On the, yes. That's what God's saying. Sometimes it's on the other side, but that other side, going across that bridge is scary, right? Going across the mighty Colorado River, it was kind of a freaky thing because the bridge, you could see right through it. So you were stepping out, having to face those fears, going like, that's kind of crazy, you know? It's like, whoa, there's the river right there. But yet we were stepping right across. On the other side also was beauty like I couldn't imagine. I mean, it was just unbelievable. The energy. The thing that really helps me in life is I keep smiling no matter what. Have you ever noticed if you'll tell your face to do something that your body doesn't feel, it helps. It helps. I mean, it's incredible, y'all. It's incredible. Sometimes you got to tell your face to do it, though, but it will lift you up and help you in ways that you don't know. So that's why in all these pictures, you might think Doug's handling this with no problem. Well, he's telling his face to do something he didn't think he could do, because Doug was thinking, finish well. Above all else, finish well. Boom! There's our finish. There is our finish. So our team finished well. We start. Notice what's happening. Is it light or dark? Yeah, so we started at 3:45 in the dark, walked for 3 hours in the dark, and finished at 7:30 at night, 2 hours finishing up in the dark. When Ben and his team finished, I wish I'd have got a picture of you guys. You think it was, you know, dark? No. He was still light. Yeah, his team, they finished about 3 hours ahead of us, but pretty awesome. But the biggest thing to remember as you start with a purpose that is bigger than yourself, as you doubt your doubts, as you replace that fear with a truth, is to always remember, take a picture and remember it. Take a picture and remember. This is Ben and I on the other side. Now, an interesting thing about the Grand Canyon is it's one of the wonders of the world, but almost everybody views it from the north side. Oh, thank you. It's beautiful to have your family here with you. The south side. South side. Only 5% get to see it from the north side. Do you know why? To get from the south side to the north side by car is a 5-hour drive around it just to get over there. And it is remote as remote could be. It is crazy. So the only way you can get to the north side, said it right that time, is by a 5-hour ride, or you fly over there in a helicopter, or you walk. Yeah. So remember the great things God has done. Give testimony of your greatness. And with joyful sing, and will joyfully sing your great goodness, and will joyfully sing of your righteousness. Your testimony is so powerful. Beth was even sharing something with me in the car coming over here, that our testimony is really prophetic. And I began to think about that, and I said, that's exactly what God has for us today. That this just isn't our story. This just is not all about Doug, Ben, and Danny. And Jeff even shared his awesome trip. But did you notice it was so much in us, we had to tell it. It's like a prophetic experience that God gives us, that there is more for all of us. Think about the more in your life. Think about, I know God is speaking, but I know your logic is telling you that's impossible, huh? Think about how your brain put a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. Yeah, when the Holy Spirit does that, that's when the impossible, he bursts that seed to become possible. To become possible. So remember, at the end of it all, when you have an impossible dream and when you want to do something that you're like, this just can't happen. I mean, it might even be, that's why I love YWAMers. YWAMers, they get to see God move in a way. This almost happens every year that we're with them. We'll get this frantic call. Dad, it's the last day to raise our money, and I got 4 friends who, if they don't get money by tonight, they got to go home. I said, this is so exciting. You're like, Dad, we're freaking out. Why are you excited? I said, well, you're going to get to see God come through. I said, watch this, because it happens every time. So they step out in faith, and they start to call. And then the next day, whether it be, I mean, whoever, I'm like, are they still there? Yeah, what happened? Well, Dad, last night, God just showed up, and money started coming in, and the resources of heaven were opened up, and everybody's still here, and we're just going crazy because we encountered God do something we thought that was impossible is now possible because they're still there. Come on, y'all. I mean, yeah, that happens. That happens. So remember, Roger Bannister in May 6, 1954 could not have done what he did unless those 2 Chrises ran with him. The first one ran the 2 fastest laps he could do, but that's all he could do. He dropped out, but Roger kept moving. The second guy said, Roger, you follow me. I'm going to run the fastest 3rd lap I've ever run in my life. And then at that 3rd lap, at the end of it, at the 4th lap, Roger picked up and said, we got it. We got it. If you'll hear him as he speaks, this book is amazing. It's called The Perfect Mile, that was written about his life, The Perfect Mile. And in it, he constantly refers to we. We did it because my friend boosted me through. So the credit goes to us all. So think about, what is the impossible in your life, and what friends do you need to surround yourself with that will help you do that? What do you want to ask God for today as we pray? God, this has really spoken to me. What the book Good to Great even calls it a BHAG. Y'all know what that is? B-H-A-G. It's kind of fun. A big, hairy, audacious goal. What big, hairy, audacious goal has been sitting down in your spirit for a long time, and today you're going to say, God, would you resurrect that? We're going to pray in just a second, and we're going to ask God to resurrect something that's been in your spirit. You can feel it. I sense you guys are feeling it right now. Whatever that is, the Holy Spirit is enlightening you. God, what is it? Is it a new career? It's time to retire so I can have my encore career? Is it time to do something physical? Is it whatever that is? God is birthing that right now. The Holy Spirit is birthing that, and that seed is starting to spark. And we're going to pray that the Lord will use what we've talked about today, that He will start to have you doubt that doubt, that not only can you do it, but you can overcome those doubts. That when you have the fears, after you guys leave today and are having lunch, I can't do that, that you'll say, no, Doug, Sheridan, let's try to doubt those doubts. Let's just try it. Just doubt your doubts. When a fear comes, you're going to replace it with a truth. Find out what truth is in your life that you want to replace it with. And then when the victory comes, when the breakthrough comes, you're going to remember that and make it famous, like in your home. You're going to take a picture of it. You're going to look at it, and you're going to rejoice in the great things God has done. If you could look in the room where I get dressed each day, I've got pictures hanging in there of just big moments in life that I never want to forget. So as we close, we're going to invite the Holy Spirit to do that, guys. And let's do that right now. So Lord, woo, we love you so much. And we just ask you to start to, right now, the Holy Spirit is watering. Whew. The Holy Spirit is pouring out fresh water into dry ground that's been dry for a while. But there's been a seed there, a seed in your life and in your heart that you just needed some fresh water. And right now, I just sense the Holy Spirit is just so beautifully sprinkling the water of something that you have thought was impossible is possible. Right now, just receive that. Just receive that. Just choose to receive that. And just choose to let that seed, start to sprout like a little, doesn't even have to be like this huge plant right now, but just a little, I just see like a, not a big, but a, So Lord, I just thank you for that right now. And I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you, Lord, that you are the God of the impossible. You put those big, hairy, audacious goals in our life because your word so clearly says we are created in your image. We are your workmanship to do great things. And God, in this day, we need so much more of you, Lord. We need a fire within our soul, Lord, that is so strong that we can't control. We need more of you, God, because this world is just so troubled. God, I thank you, Father, that you put in us a purpose that is bigger than ourselves. Lord, I thank you that you cause us and give us strength to doubt our doubts, knowing that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think. Lord, I thank you that you give us the ability to replace fears with truth, Lord. And most importantly, you allow us to remember the great things that you have done. So, Father, right now, I say thank you, thank you, thank you. I just know without a shadow of a doubt that you are doing great things. And as we close, we never want to close a service without giving somebody a chance that has never met our best friend, Jesus. So if you're saying, Doug, I love what you said, but I don't even know who you're talking about. Well, let me share with you Jesus for a second. Jesus came into this world, gave, and he died that you could have life and have it to the fullest. And he invites you into this fullness by simply saying and praying this prayer. So if you feel the Holy Spirit, if you feel a fire in you right now and you want to know this Jesus, just simply pray after me. Father Jesus, I need you. I recognize that I've tried to do it my own for so long. I just want to raise my hands and say, I give up. I accept you right now into my life. In Jesus' name, come. Make me whole. Redeem me. I believe in you. I choose you. In Jesus' name, amen. And it's that simple. If you prayed that prayer, you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. It's that simple. Yes. So we love you guys. Be blessed. Glenn, thanks for taking us out. Love this mighty worship team.